I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Starting this week, Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden will host town hall meetings at three locations in the state he'd like to see tapped for tourism growth. Darden says they'll be in Shreveport coming up tomorrow to get input from the community about opportunities there, like the Louisiana Hayride.
And bring back the efforts of the Municipal Auditorium, which has undergone a beautiful facelift, but kept the original stage that Elvis was on.
Darden says they'll be in Monroe on the 28th at Chenault Aviation and Military Museum to talk about the unprecedented attention that Northeast Louisiana has been getting thanks to things like Duck Dynasty.
Improvements to the Chenault Museum and, of course, the Poverty Point announcement that we made not too long ago, that Poverty Point is now going to be the 22nd place in America, the 1,001 place in the world to be a World Heritage Site.
Darden says that his office and representatives will be in Lafayette on October 15th at Vermilionville. Two trustees who escaped from the Lincoln Parish Detention Center were still on the loose as of 10:30 Sunday night. Officials say the pair, 30-year-old Paul James Landry and 23-year-old Dennis James Harrell, were working outside the detention center building around 6 o'clock Saturday evening when they went missing. The Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Office and the Ruston Police Department searched the area and brought out police dogs. Officials believe the men might have gotten into a car shortly after their escape. Landry is a white male described as 6 feet 2 inches tall and 180 pounds. He was jailed on narcotics charges. Harrell is a white male, 6'2 and 170. He was jailed on theft, burglary, battery, and other charges. Anyone with information on either of the men is asked to contact the Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Office. Three mosquito pools in Ouachita Parish have tested positive for West Nile virus, according to an analysis released Friday by the Department of Health and Hospitals. Those pools identified are in Monroe's Garden District, the Mount Vernon area of West Monroe, and between Wallace Dean Road and Old Highway 15 in West Monroe. The mosquito pools were collected from September 3rd through the 5th. Those areas are scheduled to be treated tonight as well as Wednesday night. Senator Mary Landrieu has completed a report on the use of flights for campaign events and has admitted to over $33,000 in improperly charged flights. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on the latest developments.
Louisiana Republican Party Executive Director Jason Doré says they uncovered 9 questionable flights themselves.
I am surprised that it's $33,000. It's more than we equated.
Landrieu says she takes full responsibility and that these mistakes are a result of sloppy bookkeeping.
I don't think that sloppy bookkeeping is an excuse.
She says safeguards are now in place to make sure this never happens again. The report states that Senator Landrieu's campaign has already reimbursed the federal treasury, but Doré thinks there's more information in the report and this issue is not going away anytime soon. Eric Gill reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, partly sunny skies during the day today with a high near 90. A slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a low in the upper 60s.